You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. First up, the National Highways Authority of India is planning to float 4 special purpose vehicles for as many under construction expressways and raise a combined debt of rupees 60,000 crore to finance these projects. As the NHAI has been temporarily barred by the government from accessing the debt market, the new loans will sit on the books of the SPVs and will be serviced through toll collections. The agency's debt had gone up to rupees 3.48 trillion by the end of 2021-22 before it stopped raising more loans. The 4 identified expressways for project-based financing are 1,267-kilometer Amritsar-Jamnagar, Delhi-Amritsar-Katra 670 kilometers, Visakhapatnam-Raipur 464 kilometers, Chennai-Bangalore 260 kilometers. The proposal for the 4 new SPVs has to be approved by the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs. It has already been approved by the Public Investment Board. The entire debt would be raised by the SPV in tranches as the construction work progresses, and this may be over the next 3 years, the official said. The 4 SPVs will be designed on the lines of DME Developers, which is implementing the 1,357-kilometer Delhi-Mumbai Expressway. Switching tracks, with Elon Musk announcing that his Starlink satellite internet services will enter India, analysts expect a price war in this space on the lines of the telecom sector in 2016 with the entry of Reliance Jio. The reason for this is simple. With Starlink's entry, India's satellite communication space will have 3 players, with Bharti Enterprises OneWeb and Jio being the other 2, to have applied for licenses to the Department of Telecommunications. The very nature of satellite broadband space means pricing at a premium to the fiber-based broadband services. So to capture market in rural and remote areas where income levels are low, a price war is imminent. Analysts feel that 3 players in the satellite space is more than what the market has to offer, so tariff will definitely matter to gain subscribers and market share. As per industry estimates, the pricing of satellite internet services is expected to be around rupees 8,000 to 10,000 per month, along with one-time setup cost. This is significantly high compared to affordable home broadband plans of rupees 198 per month by telcos such as Jio. Moving on, Oil and Natural Gas Corporation Limited on Thursday said it has started evacuation of oil from Panna field through newly laid subsea pipeline, and that the pipeline is likely to help reduce costs by $43,000 per day. The successful linkage of Panna process platform with subsea pipeline in the Arabian Sea, a part of ONGC's basin and satellite asset, minimizes the production downtime associated with tanker changeovers and eliminates demurrage charges during adverse weather conditions. These combined savings and improved operational agility position ONGC for long-term success in the offshore oil and gas sector, the country's energy maharatna said in a statement. The Panna segment includes laying of 2 segments of 37.50 kilometers of submarine pipeline and installation of 3 main oil line pumps and 3 booster pumps. The Panna Mukta oil field consists of 2 adjacent offshore oil fields northwest of Mumbai. Meanwhile, the Securities and Exchange Board of India has issued guidelines for alternative investment funds to transfer assets not sold during the winding up process to a new liquidation scheme, or distribute such unliquidated investments in specie, subject to a 75% consent by value of investors in each case. The AIF manager has to call for bids for 25% of the unliquidated investments to give exit to dissenting unit holders. The additional amount has to be used to give exit to non-dissenting unit holders. The AIF will disclose the bid value along with the valuation of the unliquidated investments carried out by 2 independent valuers to investors of the original scheme. The dissenting investors of the original scheme who did not consent to sell the unliquidated investments to the liquidation scheme will be offered an option to fully exit the original scheme out of the 25% bid arranged by the AIF. In other news, IT major Accenture on Thursday provided its fourth quarter revenue guidance, which is below Wall Street estimates. The company guided its Q4 revenue to be in the range of $15.75 billion to $16.35 billion. Analysts had earlier estimated the company's Q4 revenue to be $16.35 billion. The Irish-American IT company, which announced its third quarter results on Thursday, follows a September-August financial year. Accenture, which is a bellwether for Indian IT services companies, also said that for the full fiscal 2023, the company's updated revenue growth to be in the range of 8% to 9% in local currency, compared to 8% to 10% provided earlier. The software behemoth reported a revenue of $16.6 billion in the May ending quarter of fiscal 2023, up 5% quarter-on-quarter. Operating income for the same period was $2.35 billion, down 9.6% QOQ. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.